BeastNet is brought to you by James Safety Services and in partnership with Beast OCR. Here we discuss all things OCR and fitness related, running, endurance, conditioning, rucking, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, it's Mike with BeastNet here, and on this episode I've got with me Chorizo. And if you don't know who Chorizo is, well, you'll figure it out, but how are you doing? Tell everyone who you are.
I'm Charissa Martin. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. See, I always mess up your name. That's why, what was it, the Seattle race where I'm just going to call you Chorizo. So.
You're not the only one.
All right, good. It works. I can remember that name because I like Chorizo. But.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about you. Let everyone know who doesn't know you, know who you are and everything else. So.
Oh, geez. That's so my life story right now.
That's a whole life story, but, why do you race? What started you with, doing Spartan and OCR races and all that fun stuff? And, a little about you.
All right. So I started racing actually on accident. A few years ago, I signed up for a mud run with Biggest Loser, the TV show, and it ended up being at the Washougal venue. And so I did the event with them, finished, and was really mad because I only got the Biggest Loser finisher medal, not the Spartan medal, which was way cooler. So I had to come back the next year and get the real medal. And then, let's see, a few months after that, after my second Washougal, I was randomly at a Burger King in SeaTac, and this lady saw my Spartan shirt and said I should check out Beast OCR on Facebook, and I did, and that's that. Then you guys have been stuck with me.
Yeah, we have been.
And I don't even know who was
the one that told you to check out.
I've never seen her again.
You've never seen her again? It was just some random, phantom person that was like, you should check out Beast OCR.
I know, it was. I've never seen her again. It was crazy.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yep. But my day job, special ed, so I corrupt our poor, innocent youth.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see you being corrupted.
Yep.
Oh, so what keeps you doing the Spartan race? When was that first one that you did?
Oh, I think the Biggest Loser one was 2013, I think.
So you've been doing this a while. So.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so old.
Not old. You've been doing it a while. I was like, because my first one wasn't until 15, so you're well seasoned. That's why we call you Chorizo.
I finally got more than, I know. Yep.
So how many Spartan races have you done?
Traveling with everyone. Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to make me think and count.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I should just watch to the wall. Count.
And count the medals. I said, do you need to take off your shoes to count this? Count it out?
I know. My 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Say, I know you've done a few.
11, 12, 13, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. I don't know, probably close to 30.
Nice.
Because I have some that aren't hung up.
Out of those 30s, what are some of your favorite memories? I know you've done a bunch. I know we've done a few together. So, yeah,
we can't talk about our races together.
No.
I don't know. Probably. I loved. Oh, there's so many. I loved Lake Elsinore. That was a couple of years ago. That was a super sprint weekend. It was great because we went down in January. So up here, it's like freezing cold. And we went down then, it was like sunny and 70.
Oh, nice.
It was like amazing. Yes. Of course, I love Montana. I'll always do Montana.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves Montana.
Yeah.
I don't know if love is the right word.
I'm excited.
But...
Well, and then I just saw, maybe I'm late to the knowing this, but Montana is going to be a beast in super.
Yeah, I did see that. That's going to make it more difficult, I think, for me, because now I'm going to need that super. So I'm going to want to do them both.
I know I'm going to have to.
But before,
I'll just do the super because I'm retired from.
Before I could get up the next morning. Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You say that. You say
that. We'll see if I black out and sign up on accident again.
No, you will. But see, for me, because I'm going to want the super, because I need those. The supers are the hard ones. On the West Coast,
yeah,
beast and supers are the hard ones to come by. So, you know, once you find one, you're like, oh. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then I think also I did my first stadium this year. And that was so much fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, to let everyone know, what's the difference between a stadium and a normal race? Because I haven't done a stadium yet. And I mean, it just seems like...
is a lot of stairs, but then they have like different obstacles. Like we had box jumps. We had the bikes, the Atlas bikes. We had like a weighted jump ropes. Of course, lots of up and down the stairs. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I just like the atmosphere was super cool because like you could always hear the music, like from inside the stadium. So like even if you were climbing the stairs or if you were in the back section, like you could still hear the music and kept you going.
See, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's one thing
Can I get a stadium?
Montana.
I don't know if that's a thing.
They need to make one. I think they should just like have one in Seattle, like a beast stadium in Seattle, and just combine the two stadiums.
Yep.
And you just have to go across the street, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, they're right. They're right across the street from each other.
That could be the obstacle dodging the traffic.
There you go. Yeah, Frogger, new obstacle.
So.
Yep. Yeah, because I mean that's one thing, like the hearing the music.
Stadium.
Yeah. And see, hearing the music always, to me, like, lets you know that you're almost over.
During the regular, well, during the regular race, sometimes, like, they bring you back towards the venue, and then you're like, oh, it's almost done. Nope, back out.
That's like, they do that in Montana a lot, where they'll bring you back down by the festival, and you're like, ooh, we're almost there, I can hear festival. Oh, shoot, there it went. Nope, never mind.
I'm so
they're messing with us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think next year I want to. The only ones I haven't done an honor series.
I haven't either. That's one that I want to get to. I want to get to an honor series. I want to do an honor series in the stadium.
I still want to do that. Yeah, and I want to do every March because it's by my birthday. The one in whatever it is, New York or whatever, the winter one that has that cool medal.
Oh, yes. I do want to do that one too someday.
I'll have that in there.
But the East Coast is so far away.
I know. I need to find a rich uncle.
There you go.
That has a private jet.
A rich uncle with a private jet. Wow.
Yeah, so we can make it
that would be cool.
Jet.
There we go.
Yep.
That would be fun.
Yep.
So I know this year you did do, which one did we do? Seattle, was it the Beast? I don't know. We did one of them together.
Yes, we did the Beast. Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was just in September.
It was. It was a fun race. It was kind of, after Hawaii, it was nice to have a relaxing race where it was just a nice, you know.
Well,
we
swim in the river.
Nice. Well, there was that, but yeah. And you were downstream
sure
from me, so
that.
Yeah. Whatever.
And the dunk wall. I didn't want to get out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Seattle's a fun race. It's one of those ones I always tell everyone, Seattle in April and Seattle in September, two completely different courses.
Oh, yeah.
So it's at the same place, but yeah.
Yep.
The rain and everything makes April a little different. Yeah.
Yes. I think it's much harder in April than September.
Oh, it is. I think just about every year, my times for the super are almost as
the same as
long
the
as my times yep. for the, yeah, the same as the beast. So it's kind of
yep.
like, eh.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. So what are your plans for next year? Or do you have any more races this year, or are you done for the year?
No, I'm done for this year. I thought about Sacramento, but I need to be a responsible adult, so. No,
oh,
I'm done for
that?
This year. I know. I got a plan out next year. The only one I know for sure is I'll do a stadium. I'll probably do Arizona Stadium again, and then Montana.
All right, got to do Montana. Everyone's got to do Montana.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. So then this year, I know, which ones did you do this year? I know you did one. You know, you did Seattle with me.
Well, I did the trail. Yeah, that was the beast. And then in April, I did the trail because I was like, oh, there's no other trail. I want that medal.
Yeah, I did that with
it. I did Montana, the stadium in Arizona, and then Seattle Beast and Tahoe Beast.
So tell me about Tahoe. Because none of us, because this is what some of the listeners may not know. Tahoe was supposed to be me, Chorizo, and Jody. Well,
yeah.
I dropped out after Hawaii because I was like, no, after the damage I did to my feet in Hawaii, I'm like, I need a break, you know, after Seattle.
Yep.
So I dropped out and didn't even go to Tahoe.
Yeah.
And then Jody, when she got there, ended up deciding not to race.
Yeah, she wasn't too
so,
good. Yep.
So did you go by yourself or did someone?
I did.
Did you go
all
alone? Oh.
Yep.
So what was it like? Tell us about Tahoe. Let us know what joy Tahoe is.
For me, Tahoe alone is actually better because if I'm doing Tahoe with someone, I get too much in my head and like I'm slowing them down or I need to stay with them, or what are they going to think about how I do this or that, or what if I want to stop and they don't want to stop? So,
yeah.
For Tahoe, because it messes with my head so much, I have to do it better by myself. So,
yeah, I can see that. I get that way.
Yeah.
I've never done Tahoe, and eventually I want to, but.
Tahoe. Well,
yeah.
You can
I've always wanted to, but.
I'll pass it on to you.
Oh. It's like I said, my biggest problem, I'm the same as you, where I worry that, you know, I'm slowing them down or anything like that. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but, you know, with my size, usually I am that guy. So, you know.
Yep.
So what is Tahoe like? Though?
I like to go party.
I mean, I've never been there. No, I'm
beautiful.
Party based too, but
it's beautiful. The venue is amazing. Next year, if people want to go, and we'll probably go, I'll probably just go for the vacation and get a bunch of volunteers and get codes, you know. But I probably won't do it again. I've done it 4 times, finished 3, so that one's just my. I can't do Tahoe anymore. It's taken my soul. So
I've heard it's a tough one. I've heard it's a very tough race.
Well, it's like. It's as most Spartans, you think you're at the top of the mountain and then there's like 10 more mountains. So,
That's typical. Yeah. That's the way they do it. They do that on purpose, I swear.
Yeah. Well, what goes down has to go up about 10 to 12 more times.
No. It's like Montana. I'm pretty sure we walk through wormholes. So,
Yep. I know every year Tahoe has been different weather. This year was actually the worst weather that I've been there, because I wasn't there the year that it snowed a bunch a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But this year it was, like, cold. Like, I raced on Saturday because I'm open. I'm not fast, so I have to go in the open. It was going up. The first mountain was, you know, tough at first, like, until my lungs got used to it. And then it was, you know, not terrible. Sunny, like I had, you know, a bunch of layers on, so I was fine. Like I even had to take off my windbreaker at one point, but it was super windy, so I just kept my like a hat on or whatever. But then the second mountain, I was about mile, I'm gonna say, I think it was like 10 and a half mile, 11 mile. And it started thunder and lightning and hailing, and they closed.
I heard about all that fun.
Like I just passed Vertical Cargo, I think it was, and you know, they're like, closing the course. You just got to run down. So we ran down, got back to the village area. Like the last four or five obstacles that were there, they just had us run past them because, you know, they don't want us struck by lightning on top of the A-frame or anything. So.
Yeah.
It was crazy, like,
snowy,
like, you know, we got to the finish line, they just cut our time chips and put us in the building, and then later on, they reopened it, and then we could go back out there and get, like, our medals and shirts and stuff, but, like, there was no finisher at the finish line pictures, you know, like usual and all that, but I probably was too cold to get a picture anyway, but
yeah.
It was fun, and
so,
of course, there was amazing people, so.
How many miles was it before, you know, you had to, like, run back down the hill?
I think it was, like, I was at, like, 10.5 miles.
So you were
it
still...
It was right after Brute Cargo. So you have to go all the way down. So it was down the second mountain. So the last part, the switchbacks all the way down. Just kept
going. So it wasn't like they cut out, like... Yeah, it wasn't
no,
like they
so
cut out half
the
course.
The top
it was
mountain,
just...
No, like the last couple obstacles they had us run by, like tire flip. We ran past tire flip, the A-frame, and then Herquist.
Okay.
So they're just like, get
that's not too bad.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. So. But it was good. I finished. I survived.
That's what matters. That's what matters.
Yeah.
So.
I know, it was way colder for everyone on Sunday.
That's what I heard. I heard it got really... Did you have to do the swim?
Open, you could choose whether to do the swim or not. So I chose not to do the swim because I wanted to finish because I knew I needed to finish and not do Tahoe ever again in my lifetime. That was my goal, just to finish. So I was, like, really scared that I'd get in there and freak out. So
yeah,
I did not.
And I can see that. I know a lot of people have an issue with the swim because just like Seattle in April is once you pretty much your body temperature drops that low.
Montana, Montana's nice. I'll swim in Montana.
Oh yeah, there used to be.
Yeah.
Don't you remember what they call it? The ball.
Oh, the river,
ball shrinker.
The ball shrinker. Oh, I loved that one.
Yeah.
I remember I did that with. Amy Culver did that with me, and then I did it one year with Ashley.
Yeah, the ball shrinker, which was, you know, one year, I think the first year it was only like maybe chest deep, and then the next year it rained a whole bunch, and it was actually like almost like up past your, you know, past your mouth, so you actually had to swim part of it.
I had to swim a little bit, yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first year in Montana where you had to do, they had a log carry through the swamp. Like you were in water that was chest deep doing a log carry. It was quite
interesting. Well, we had log carry the very first year in Tahoe. That was scary because everyone was just dropping the logs back down the, you know, of course they can't, you have to carry them up a hill. And so everyone was dropping them and they were just rolling back down the hill, like going to crush everyone.
Look out, move.
Everyone was screaming.
Runaway logs. Sounds like some fun times. Oh. All right, and now we're going to take a quick pause so we can hear from our sponsors.
Do you like challenges that are fun, tough, and might use tacos? Head on over to beastchallenge.com and check out our upcoming events, including Beasts 5K Plus, a combination of race and endurance event, and the Bucket Mile. Keep an eye on the Beasts OCR Facebook group for event gatherings. For more information, head on over to beastchallenge.com and the Beasts OCR Facebook group. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back. So have you done any other races besides Spartan?
Or
is Spartan like
dashed.
Your...
Spartan's my fave, but the train race was fun. I've done Warrior Dash. I think that's about it. what's that one with the pig? Dirty Dash. I'm like, what's the pig one?
Dirty Dash. The pig one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Dash.
Which I have. Color Run and all those fun ones.
Oh, yeah, those are fun, though. The Color Runs are fun. I like the fun ones like that.
Yep.
So you don't know what your plans are for next year? You're still thinking about those ones?
Well, like I said, I know I'll do Montana. I'll do something in Seattle. I don't know if I have it for Beast this next year. I'm slow. I do the party pace. So by the time I finish the Beast, everyone's gone or leaving or tired and doesn't want to hang out and have fun. So I'm like, oh, I just want the fun. You know?
I was still there when you finished because I was with you.
But, I know. But we were all so tired. We're like, I'm going home.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, yeah, I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm going home. This is bold. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
So I've done.
So what?
I just want to have fun.
And that's kind of my thing. I've gotten that point
myself,
too, where it's kind
of. Course,
I want to get in better shape and be able to do more on them, but at the same time, I'm still like. But I don't know if I want to go faster. I think I like the party pace, you know, but I want to be able to do the party pace and not die.
Yeah. Like we've had, you know, people like you and Jody and people that we stick together with Serena and stuff. Like that's when we have like those good conversations too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're good conversations.
Well, it depends on who's listening. They get interesting.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way. There's some things I know about Jody and Teresa that I never think I ever wanted to know, but I know them. So
You can't unknow it now.
No. Because there's times I swear, like, you and Jody will start talking and, like, forget that I'm a dude and, like, right next to you. And I'm like, I really didn't ever want to know this, but thank you. Yeah. Now I think I'm traumatized for life.
We're just keeping you well. We're just educating you, right?
I think it's more called traumatizing. A little different there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I want to do a stadium. And I want to look at the Honor Series, like I said. I don't even know where they're located. So,
I think there's one in Colorado. And all the other ones, I think, are on the East Coast.
Yeah, I've never done it East Coast. See, if we had that East Jet, we could go to the East Coast.
We need that Beast. You need to find a rich uncle that has a jet that we can turn into the Beast Jet.
Exactly.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yep.
But we got to paint it black and green.
With racing, like, yes, it's the race that's fun and meeting everyone, but then the getting there and getting back, like the road trip and the airplane flights, and that's where a lot of... team building and relationships and shenanigans and, you know, that's what
definitely
makes
shenanigans
it
and
fun
stories.
As well. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. I mean, all the times. I mean, how many times on the way to Montana? Because most of us leave on the same like Thursday or Friday or whatever.
Well, like,
we're all
highway,
pretty much
like,
about the. Yeah, and we'll be passing someone like, hey.
Highway, the rest stop.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, yeah, rest stops or there's always that one.
It's the Huckleberry.
Yes,
place.
The Huckleberry. The Huckleberry place. All of us have to stop and get Huckleberry shakes. So we run into everyone there.
And your picture in that lovely trout aquarium that you can stand in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Have you not gone in
the
trout aquarium?
I don't think I've gone in the aquarium. I keep hearing about it. It's in the same place, right?
You crawl in and it's like a circle around you and you can stand in the middle. It's really kind of lame. It's really fun.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds too enclosed
just
for
trust
me.
Trust me.
Yeah, you're crazy.
You'll be fine.
No. Yeah. You tell me that all the time. Not on the races all the time. You'll be fine. Okay.
Hey, you've made it through the dock walls. You're good.
I have. And actually, Seattle, I went through it pretty quick that time, so.
Yep.
Yeah. What happens under the dunk wall stays under the dunk wall.
See, you're learning.
Yes.
We won't tell those stories.
No. Those are for for a different podcast.
Yes.
Oh. All right, and now we're going to take a quick pause so we can hear from our sponsors.
Does your business need first aid, AED, OSHA, flagging, or other safety training? James Safety Services is your one-stop shop. Find them on Facebook today at James Safety Services WA and ask for a quote on hosting your training needs.
And we're back. What do you do to get ready for races?
At Tahoe, I did a lot of, with the kids, I can't just go out on the trail and do that other people do. So I just had to go on
sure
the trail though, and put it on incline. And I don't want them to get lost and stolen, because they're not going to be able to.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
A good plan.
I mean, you can. It's probably not a good plan.
Yeah, that's not good adulting. The treadmill on the incline, you know, just keep marching up that little treadmill. And I like to take some boot camp classes and stuff and weights and just build up the endurance, basically.
Is that the same gym that I go to?
That's where I go and do the treadmill stuff at, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I saw that I posted I was at the gym and you yelled at me for being at your gym. So.
I know.
Which was funny because I was posting that I saw people that I knew there because JD was there. So it seems like it's like a beast gym already. So it's a great gym. I love the place.
They don't know what they've started. Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't. Yeah. So. I've actually mentioned to them about doing a beach workout of the day there, so.
Yeah. I'm sure they would let, you know, I think they would let that happen.
Try and get some more beats in there. Yeah. It's a great little gym, and I'd love to keep it around, because it's, you know, it's fun. It's, you know, it's, what was the way, it's how to explain to someone? It's like the cross between a CrossFit gym and a normal gym.
Yeah.
You can kind of, there's like everything there, anything you want to do, so. Which is awesome. Plus, they have tanning and that hydrojet massager is kind of cool.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
You haven't done that yet? Oh, it's kind of cool. It's like you turn on the jets. It's like having jets, but they're underneath like a tarp or something. So you're not getting wet, but they're like spraying on your back and your legs. It's actually pretty good. You should definitely try it.
I have to try that one.
It's part of the membership.
Because they have they have like the kettlebells and TRX, which I like, and a lot of gyms don't have that. So,
And then they have the tires that you can flip. They have, I don't know, the cool little ab game. It sounds stupid, but if you like make it a game for me, I'm all for it. And I'll sit there and do basically crunches all day long because I'm trying to beat my score on the little ab game. So, have you seen that one? You know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah. No, because I've been, since Tahoe, I'm taking a couple weeks and just living and enjoying and relaxing, and I probably should get back.
I'll be there.
So
I'll be there at 5 tomorrow morning, so.
I will be sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot.
But no, it's a cool little thing. They have these balls that are like 7 pounds. And you get the ball, and then you do a crunch, and you throw the ball at a target, and then it rolls back to you, and you try and do as many as you can in like a minute and a half. My best is like 78 or something in a minute and a half. So it becomes like a game, but at the same time, you're doing crunches with this like 7-pound ball.
We should play. Yeah.
And afterwards, you're like, oh, we could.
Mm-hmm.
So, and afterwards, you're like, my stomach hurts, and I don't know why. It's like, well, you've been doing crunches for. With a 7-pound ball.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Whose idea was this?
Yeah. I don't know. It's usually, I'm like that. I have really bad ideas. And then afterwards, I'm like, why does my stomach hurt? Oh, yeah. I've been doing that.
Yep. No, I want to go down to California again this year and enjoy some sun and a race.
Well, see, I'm doing the Central California. I'm doing the Central Cali race on December 14th.
Yeah, but I'm probably supposed to, like, save my money.
Yeah, whatever. You and trying to be an adult.
I know. It's not worst game.
No, not usually. I know I'm horrible at being an adult. So just ask my children.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so I think this will be a good year. I'm interested in different things that I haven't done before. So, like, I know I really liked the trail run. So that was fun.
The trail run was good. It actually made me think about, I want to look at, because I know up here in this area, there's a lot of trail runs that you can do, you know, that aren't Spartan, that are other type, you know, half marathon, stuff like that, trail runs that I want to look into. So I know next year I've already signed up for, well, I haven't signed up for it yet, but I've already secured my spot for the tunnel marathon next June, because I'm dumb.
A marathon?
But, yeah. You should come do it with me. It's all downhill.
20 miles too far.
Yeah,
that's about 20 miles.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I did one. I did it in June. I'm doing another one in December because, once again, I'm stupid. But
yeah.
Actually, what it comes down to is I have a best friend who's trying to get me killed. So he keeps signing me up for these things so that I'll die.
Nice. Yeah. Do you think he's going to inherit something good, or?
I don't know. I mean, he's been trying to kill me for 30-something years. So we met in preschool, so. He's kind of a jerk like that.
Yeah. No, I really do want to try an East Coast. Like, with Spartan, like, you meet so many people that, like, now you could be like, I'm going to go to the East Coast, like, you could fly, and then you could just, like, crash at their house, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And oh, yeah, and that's what's cool about, you know, Spartan.
People, and I talked to Evelyn, so.
Oh, yeah, and that's the best part about Spartan, you kind of do. You meet a bunch of people. I mean, I have friends in Australia now because of Spartan, so, I mean, you meet people all over the world, so.
Exactly.
See, next year, you need to go to Hawaii and do that race.
That's I will do all three. I will do a race and enjoy vacation. I'll compromise.
That was my mistake. Doing all three was my mistake because that Monday, I know Amber and I had to go to we did a dinner cruise, and I couldn't even put my flip flops on to like walk there. I'm like, ow. Because my feet were so jacked up. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, can I just be barefoot and, like, deal with the bleeding, like, trail that I'm leaving behind?
But, that's no fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was my own fault. I mean, I should have realized before I got to the venue on Saturday that my feet had swollen to a point that my shoes didn't fit anymore. But I didn't try putting on shoes till I got there, and I hadn't worn shoes in a week. So, because I don't know about you, but when I get to Hawaii, the first thing I do is kick my shoes off and never look for them again.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need them. Just go play in the sand.
Yeah. I would, if I could, I would walk around Hawaii completely barefoot, but I end up getting flip flops because a lot of restaurants and stuff don't like you walking around completely barefoot.
Yeah. But,
which I've never understood. What's the difference? Whether I have a little bit of rubber attached to the bottom of my feet or if I'm just barefoot. I'm like, barefoot sounds better to me.
Yeah. Well, the sign usually says no shirt, no shoes. But it says nothing about pants, Mike.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But they do get kind of mad at you when you show up without pants.
You'd rather wear pants than shoes.
Nah, not really. Are you kidding me? If I could get away with it, I'd be nude all the time. Nobody else would like that, but I would. I would be so comfy.
Imagine if they had a nude OCR.
That'd be awesome. There is actually a nude trail run in Issaquah. It's called the...
That's not okay.
The bun... Yeah, the... So what is it called? It's, I can't remember, but it's the Bear Buns 5K or something like that, and it's every spring in Issaquah. It's a completely new 5K.
I'm out.
Through the trails. So.
No one needs to see that.
No. I'm one of those, it's like I've told people, I would totally live in a nudist colony, not because I want to see a bunch of nude people, just because I want to be nude. I'm just that person. It's like I've told Amber before, I want to buy like 10 acres of property, build my house smack dab in the middle so I could sit on my porch butt naked and not care.
No one will see you.
Yeah, and if they do, it's their own fault. It's my property. If you come down my driveway and see me sitting on my porch nude, it's your fault for driving down my driveway. So.
Yep. So we just need to put our faces so that we are at the same events.
We do. I know usually I'll usually start with Vegas in March. And then
I've always wanted to do that one.
It's a fun one. The only thing I would say, you should go. The only thing I would say is usually what I'll do is I will fly down Friday, either Thursday or Friday, and then we get a hotel room in Utah because it's closer to the venue than Vegas. And we'll stay there until Sunday. And then Sunday we drive back to Vegas and stay in Vegas till like Tuesday or Wednesday. So that way we, because that's my biggest thing is you make a vacation out of it. I've had so many times where I've like flown down, done the race, and then jumped in the, and flown right back. And I'm like, it's like, oh, yay, I flew down and did a race. I want the vacation to go with it. So, that's why we try and make, like Hawaii, we were there for 10 days. So we were there for 4 days before the race and 4 days after, the races. So we made sure that we had fun and we made a vacation out of it. So you got to do that, especially for you, if you can get away from the kids.
That's what like Tahoe and exactly. And then when we did Lake Elsinore a few years ago during Ed Mallard, I did that. Like we went out on a boat. Yeah. We like did all this stuff. So it was cool.
See, that's the way to do it is make fun out of it. So Vegas is usually my first race. Then I usually do Seattle. And then Montana. And then usually after Montana, I don't do another
race. Arizona with me and do the stadium. That's in June.
I could.
In Arizona.
Yeah. Because I would say normally I don't do another race after Montana until either Hawaii or Washougal, whichever one comes first. Because it's kind of flip-flop depending on the year. But so usually I have June, then July. I know June I'm supposed to do. Yep. In June, I'm supposed to do another full marathon because, like I said, I'm dumb. But I got to try and beat my time from last year, eight hours.
You just black out and forget about how painful it is, and then you sign back up.
Yeah, pretty much. It's an eight-hour. I did it in 8 hours last year, so I want to try and beat that time. And hopefully this time, do it without having to have my own EMT following me.
Oh,
you didn't hear about that?
No.
You didn't hear about that? Like, after the halfway mark, I was the last racer, and Don ended up, leaving me and going ahead. So when he went ahead, I pretty much had an EMT that walked with me for the rest of the race. Like, the last probably 4 or 5 miles, my own EMT. It's, pretty much, cool. So if I drop dead, you're going to give me mouth-to-mouth. That's awesome. So she's kind of cute. But,
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, well, we've had. I know. Oh, got to be careful. We'll start talking like we do on the races, and that gets weird. But. Oh, that's one thing I do miss. I love racing with you. You are so much fun because you are crazy banter. It keeps my brain off of what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
Yes, exactly.
Like our little banter that we have back and forth, it keeps my brain off the fact that, okay, this sucks. Why am I doing this? And that's what's fun with you. And there's a few other people I can kind of have that banter with. That's just anywhere else would probably be completely considered inappropriate, which it probably is, but it keeps my brain off of what I'm really doing. So it makes me feel a little better. Yeah. So.
Well, I think it makes the time go faster too,
Yeah.
When you're stuck and you're
Yeah, because I've been on those race stories with people and they don't talk and you're just like, can this just be over?
I don't know. You can hear is my heavy breathing of death.
Yeah. But, you know, we're having our little banter and chatting back and forth. So that kind of gives me that. It makes me forget that we're like only 4 miles into a 15 mile race. So.
So true.
Are we there yet?
Why is this only 4 miles three?
This can't be right.
Yeah. You're almost there. I can still see the finish line. Shut up. Or the start line. Shut up.
I know. So not fair.
No. Those are my favorite volunteers. You're almost there. I can still see the start line. I've gone 20 feet, dude. Shut up. I know you're lying.
Yep. So it'll be a good year next year.
All right. Year, well, it will be. It'll be a fun year. So. All right, well, we've gone on a rambling, fun adventure.
I know. Not sure where we went.
I don't either, but hopefully the listeners enjoy the crazy ride. It's a roller coaster when you get us talking.
Exactly.
So hey, is there anything...
We kept it PG.
We did. It was tough, but we did. So I kind of wanted to go, you know, it was almost PG-13, but we kept it PG. So... Is there anything you'd want to tell the listeners on the
teammates that know me would be very surprised and proud of me.
They would be. What is that, the Wolf Pack, or what do you guys call yourselves?
Yes, the Wolf Pack. Yep.
Yeah. See, I pay attention.
They're probably be surprised.
They would be. So is there anything you'd want to say to the listeners in closing as we wrap this up?
Just that find me at the next race. If you want to be entertained, join the party pace. It's always a good time.
It's a fun party pace.
See me in the beer garden after. We have plenty
of
beer tickets.
If you could be in the beer garden during, she would do that too, but, you know, they don't let her do that. So I've thought about literally filling my pack up with vodka, but it's frowned upon apparently.
Oh, I thought it looked so.
It looks like water, I swear. Yep. All right.
It's clear.
All right. Well, it's been fun talking to you. Thank you.
You too, Mike.
Thank you for coming on this episode with me. This was a fun one. So, all right.
Anytime.
I will talk to you soon. I better see you at the gym soon, too. So get your butt down there.
Yes, I will. I'll get off my butt.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Like what you hear? Make sure and subscribe and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you're using YouTube, please click the little red subscribe icon, then click the little bell for notifications of future episodes. And if you could, give us a thumbs up.
And we're back.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast. If you haven't done it yet, find us on Facebook. Like and share the podcast. Give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. All these things will help to expand the show in the future. This show is brought to you by James Safety Services in partnership with Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you like to hear. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at beastocr.com.